Like David Amram, Maurice Paris was also given a career boost by Leonard Bernstein beginning in 1961.
He had a program for hiring two or three conductors every year to work with him as assistants of the New York Philharmonic. And in the third season, I was invited to interview, and he chose me from among about 14 or 15 other young men at that time. There were no women conductors at that time applying. And so I worked with him that year with the Philharmonic. And then by fortune, or terrible fortune, I was in Corpus, as you know, and before I was in Austin. And Kennedy was killed. I was conducting an orchestra in Texas. And I said, I want to do the piece that Bernstein wrote in honor of Kennedy on the anniversary of the assassination in Corpus. And I did it in Corpus. And Lenny, I brought the tape to Bernstein. It was one of those performances that just took off, if you know what I mean. It just had its own life. It was a rather remarkable evening. And he heard that performance, and that would be the 65. And ever since then, he would throw work in my direction. A lot of it being his work. You know, I would do Candide or West Side Story. Eventually, I did the Mass with him. That was in 1971. 61 was when I was with him, 61, 62. 65 is when I did the Kaddish Symphony. And he started throwing work in my direction. And by 1971, I was doing a Candide in Los Angeles when he was looking for a conductor to help him. And he said, Maurice, you have to help me with Mass. So they pulled me off Candide and put me on Mass. And there's the story. When we came closer to the performance, Bernstein was still orchestrating. He was coming to rehearsals and sitting and watching. And he said, you know, my place is in the house, not in the pit. You know, so he said, Maurice, you're going to do the opening. And that's how it all happened.
It is well known that the musicians of the New York Philharmonic were steadfast in their admiration of Bernstein. The peripheral figures were, as well, people like David Amram and Maurice Paris. I asked Maurice about the observation sometimes heard that Bernstein, the composer, confounded his legacy by the wide-ranging genres one hears in his music. This criticism was especially harsh regarding his Mass.
There are a lot of people who resent or think that you can't be a great symphonic composer if you write for Broadway. What a crock that is. You could take that word out. But you know what I'm saying? That's nonsense. Gershwin wrote for Broadway, and he gave us some of the greatest pieces of the history of American music. So I find that kind of apartheid. You know, there's high-quality music. And no. My whole senses, my whole experience, my knowledge is that the connection between the popular world and the so-called serious world, the classical world, is immensely tight. And these people know each other. They worked with each other. The crossover is infinite. So I think the dividing of it, or to try to segregate it in any way, it's unlawful. It should be allowed. People have to grow up and get over that.
Maurice Paris, what is the lesson you take from the music of Leonard Bernstein?
He did what he always does, and that's bring people together on stage in a sense of brotherhood. You hear that at the end of West Side Story. You see that in Candide, Make Your Garden Grow. Bernstein always ended his works with this hope that Hine Matu Vumanoyim, that's the Hebrew words for all men should live together as brothers, all men and women should live together as brothers.
And so have I, but come and be my wife, and let us try before we die to make some sense of
music by Leonard Bernstein, Make Our Garden Grow from Candide. The introductory music was from Duke Ellington's Black, Brown, and Beige Suite, orchestrated and conducted by Maurice Paris.